You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is hour number two of Dukes and Bell, number one sports talk show, number one sports talk station. Thanks to you, best listeners in town, man. Abe Gordon is filling in for Carl this week. Carl, it was funny, we were texting back and forth last night watching the Knicks and the Celtics, and just felt so bad, obviously, for Jason Tatum. And, you know, I grew up a Knicks fan, but as we said, tough group of people to pull for. When you think about all of the thieves from Wall Street that sit in those seats are like $10,000 a night. And then you've got like a lot of like Hollywood elitists, everything that just makes you want to just want to basically run down the floor to Knicks game and just do like the Three Stooges, just brrr, and like knock heads together. I mean, I see that. That's what I think. And I grew up a Knicks fan.
I guess you're right about like some of the finance people.
I like Ben Stiller. I got nothing against Ben Stiller.
So that's what I was going to bring up. I like seeing the celebrities that care.
Yeah,
about
and Timothy. And by the way, Timothy Chalamet, who I always thought like, oh, here's another one of these. Like, you know, I don't know what he is. And then you find out, even though you know, you'd say, well, he's artsy fartsy, and he's
ball knower.
He knows his game. When he was on College Game Day, man, either he's one hell of an actor or the dude's got it. And if you hadn't seen the Bob Dylan movie, you know, I thought that was great. Him and Dune has been fantastic. So he's a very talented actor, but he loves his Knicks. So you got to respect that.
I like seeing the celebs, like because to me. L.A. feels like the Lakers feels more like there to be seen.
Well, that's L.A. In general.
The Knicks feels like those celebrities are legitimately Knicks fans. And I can respect that at least.
Right. I sat last time we went to a Ranger game. We had good seats. I've gone to a couple Ranger games since. But my buddy Tommy and I, we sat about two rows behind Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins when they were still together before they got split up. And, Susan Sarandon was really nice. Really friendly, you know, could out. I mean, sometimes you see celebs, you don't know what you're going to get. But Ben Stiller, we've got a lot of friends here in Atlanta, Carl and I, that work in the, because there's so much TV production and movies. Yeah. And everyone says he's just a great guy to work with. Just an absolute treat. Tropic Thunder is still one of my favorite movies of all time, man.
Yeah, he said
I will die on that hill.
He sent out a tweet last night wishing best thoughts and prayers.
And like it's Spike Lee's
Tatum.
A lifer. Spike Lee, you know, good or bad, he's in. You
he's
can't argue
A1
that fan.
Of, right. of that celeb Nick right. fan crowd.
Right. Right on.
Yeah.
Now, Cardi B and Stephon Diggs, I didn't know. And Diggs, by the way, was showing off his girl last night, courtside, that leather bustier. Giddy up. If you like upper body, then you take that for 500 to win, Alex. Day-Day, your thoughts? Your wife's not listening. Rather zesty outfit, I thought.
Yeah, she looked good. Cardi looked good.
Good gift of understatement from our man, Day-Day. This hour of the show brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Empty Doors. Let's talk some NFL. 4th and 1. Yeah, man, the international schedule release. We'll get more drips and drabs from the Falcons today. And then tomorrow, of course, it's official with the NFL TV show. Is it 8 o'clock tomorrow night on NFL Network? And ESPN will have it as well. But the international schedule gets out. We find out, yes, we will be taking on the Colts in Berlin. That's November 9th. And as Abe and I were just during the commercial break, Abe's, you know, we've been going round and round looking at flights. So I do hope that they'll put something together. Delta generally in the past has, in some cases, done that. Guy hit me up. He goes, why don't you call your buddy Ed Bastian? Hey, that's Steaks, pal. I mean, I don't know, Ed. That's Steaky's juice right there, man.
I mean, if the hookups, by proxy,
right?
You know,
No, man. I mean, it's funny. A couple guys, by the way, hit us up on the text line. First off, chiding me and Carl for sounding like steak, talking about first class and flying that way. But then A, being a man of the people. Look, when I was a young up-and-coming broadcaster just like you, you young buck, yeah, I sat in the back. I flew the back of a Pan Am flight to Paris when I was 21, and that's when they had the smoking section. I mean, it was like literally a cloud. Data, you can't even imagine. A cloud of smoke in the back of the plane. You know, and it's like, think of, people today, millennials, or I mean, even younger, you would not even imagine what it was like to be on in the back of the plane back in the day.
I'm old enough to remember when the ashtrays were still on the plane, but by right. then, smoking was banned from airlines. But yeah, I definitely remember the ashtrays being on the plane.
Right. Back then, of course, mom would have a cigarette and a wine. Helps the baby sleep. Anyway, it is Dukes and Bell. They will be in Berlin, and it will be the ninth against the Colts. Well, here's the thing. Great. Let me throw this at you just real quick. Who's going to be playing quarterback for the Colts by that time of the season? Is Anthony Richardson reestablished himself as the man, or has he lost his job?
I'd say whoever.
And we're going to see Daniel Jones.
Whoever starts as the backup by, what is that, week 10 or whatever?
Right.
Will then be the starter.
Tried to light a fire under the young man. Pulling yourself out of an NFL game is just unheard of as a quarterback. I mean, unless there's an injury, that's why they had to bench him, because, you know, there was articles in Indianapolis Star that he lost the locker room, and it's, you know, it's pretty well documented. So kind of a new Jack quarterback, and like, I get it, the athleticism, but just like Jalen Milroe, I think another year of a polish would have helped him at Florida, but he wasn't ready, he wasn't prepared to do it. He wants to get to the league, I get it, but he's not ready. And he's still not ready.
No. I was pretty shocked as a Florida fan watching him. The idea that he was going to go into the league, get drafted high, and succeed just was never there for me. I agree with you. I thought him going back to Florida would have been a great idea and get to doing some of the things he probably didn't do. Don't rely on the physicality, the athleticism, and become a true quarterback. And it's just so tough to do once you're in the NFL to become that guy. And that's why you're going to see Jalen Milroe. Not starting with one.
Hey, another question for you as we get into the crystal ball. Where will we be? Top third, middle third, bottom third in the NFL in sacks by the time we roll into Berlin?
I'm going to be optimistic, Mike. I'm going to say middle third.
Right. And by the way, I just riffed this. I didn't write this down for you. I'm about to put you on the spot. But Day-Day, real quick, what do you think, man? Think we'll have some juice?
I think so. I feel good. I feel like the mixture of guys that we now have, and hopefully some of the guys that were injured, Trice and those guys coming back. I just think the Falcons are in a good spot when it comes down to that defensive front.
Compared to other years, are you a little bit more okay if the Falcons get off to a slow pass rush start, considering it's rookie upon rookie and Braylon Trice and a lot of second year guys, and then obviously Leonard Floyd too? But I'm going to be a little bit patient with the pass rush. We also saw them improve last year over the course of the season. Change DCs, but right. I'll be patient early on if it's not immediately right there.
And that brings us to Matthew Judon in a Sports Illustrated article. He basically calls out Jimmy Lake. Look, this is why with Raheem Morris, and you know, people get on me. A lot of dudes got on me for being on Raheem too much. I just thought he made rookie coaching mistakes last year for a guy who's already been a head coach in this league, sure, has been part of a Super Bowl winner with the Rams. You don't bring Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake was in over his head. He had to fix things, and things got slightly better. The secondary was still a mess. Matthew Judon in an SI article says, quote, "If you go back and look at the film, I dropped back on 60% of the plays. It's hard to get a pick and a sack on the same play." He says, acknowledging return to Falcons, doubtful. Again, I don't think he's invited anyway. He says, "Right now I'm just weighing options, chilling, enjoying my family." He hasn't gotten any calls from anyone else, it doesn't seem like. I just know when you have an edge rusher, the classic OLB that can drop back, when he's just in space, for instance, Abe, in the Dan Quinn 4-3, where Vic Beasley would drop back to a quadrant, it's almost like at times if you don't release the running back or there's no one there, it's like now you're playing 10 against 11. It's almost like you've taken away his effectiveness. I'd rather see him hand in the dirt trying to affect the quarterback. So Matthew Judon, I agree with him. I think it's a combination of they didn't use him the right way. I also thought he got swallowed up by good tackles last year. He was always very conspicuous with the red sleeves, so you could see him. But when he did drop back, one of the times he dropped back in coverage was right in front of our seats in Tampa Bay. I want to say it was Bucky Irvin releases out of the backfield.
That's right.
He gets a pass breakup on a critical third down. So in one case, it worked. But more times than not, it seems like a waste of space.
A couple of things go through my head here. And I was listening to the Midday Show on my drive up here, and Randy, obviously played in the NFL and has done this before, was talking about how an offense can actually force a pass rusher to drop as opposed to be able to rush. Now, if I'm an offensive coordinator for an opposing team and I see what the Falcons have in the pass rush, there's only one guy I was even mildly concerned about, and it was Judon. And if you're telling me I can move and shift and slide a receiver or a tight end over and force or running back and force Judon to go backwards, not forwards, I'd be doing that as much as possible. That being said, it wasn't 60% of the time that opposing offenses were doing to that. That was part of the play calling, and that was part of the issue. But, Mike, at the same time, and you want to, I'll go ahead and say it, for the same reason that Kirk Cousins said what he said, Matthew Judon was facing a massive extension. Matthew Judon came to Atlanta, what was it, a $10 million deal, and said, I'll play on this one-year deal. Right. Matthew Judon has to say something to try and rebuild value.
Just like Kirk Cousins making the media rounds Super Bowl week.
Exactly.
To say, I was hurt after I said, no, I'm fine. Clerical error. Yeah, man, I know that the edge rush last year, and I don't fault them for going after, like Terry, going after Judon. Carl and I think you guys, everyone was pretty excited about it because he seems like a dude who had some edge. Granted, better years behind him with the Ravens. He was getting sideways with the Patriots. I thought it's a perfect prove-it year. It just didn't work. But how much do you give him the credit to say Jimmy Lake wouldn't have known how to use him if he was in a position to make plays? And I mean, if he felt he was going to have his A game. Do you feel that Jimmy Lake compounded whatever he was or wasn't?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I agree. Sure. And that's why we saw, and look, the Falcons haven't really hidden it or tried to dismantle the idea that Raheem became more involved with what the defense is doing around the time of the bye. And wouldn't you know, look at how the Falcons fared in rushing the passer after the bye. Like they haven't been secretive about that. So obviously there were some issues the first 8 weeks or whatever it was in regards to what the plan was in taking down the quarterback. And yeah, a lot. But I also will say this. Judon wasn't overly impressive when he was rushing the passer.
No, and that's the
thing.
It's funny because, you know, I've had this conversation with Carl a dozen times. We used to joke around because Carl sits, we basically sit diagonally across from each other at Mercedes-Benz. And it's like you knew where Judon was because he always had the red long sleeves. So, like, okay, you might not know who Ebikadi is. They switched numbers last year. You always knew where Judon was on the field. And a lot of times he just either he would get forced, the pass rush would just take him outside the pocket, forced upfield. The quarterback would simply step up and just make his play. So, and we've seen that with Vic Beasley. And we've seen that. Well, hell, Falcon fans seen that whoever the edge rusher is the last 15 years.
Well, and the other thing for me, and you obviously, you're right, you noticed it more because of the red sleeves, but there was just so much of, he was so close. He was one step away.
Right. Well, you can say that about every single defender in the NFL
who doesn't get there. Yeah.
I mean, we know it's a game of inches and yada, yada, but this secondary, complimentary football, we never help the secondary.
Right.
I mean, and let's be honest, when you got a team off, anytime the Falcons got somebody off on a, like, three and out, it was like a minor miracle. It was a cause for celebration, right?
The nightmare for me was always Breeze on like third and 13.
You knew he was going to.
It was the worst.
Third and long for us, it was like third and Grantham for Georgia fans back under, you know, Rick back in the day.
The absolute worst. Because you just felt like you were waiting to give up a first down when every other team in the league feels like they can turn the table here. Never happened. Hoping that changes this year.
And we mentioned, guys, November 9th against the Colts. That's official now. The other international game. See, the Vikings are going to be staying in Europe. They're going to play London and Dublin.
Yeah, back to back.
Which is kind of interesting. I saw that. The Vikings will be playing the Browns in London. Is that one of the games at...
Second game.
Yeah, that's Tottenham. First game is at Croke Park. That's the big stadium in Dublin where Georgia Tech played Florida State. That's the smaller stadium. That's Avia. That's where I was last Labor Day weekend. So this is the big one where they do the Gaelic football and the curling. It's much bigger. It's 80,000 seats. That's going to be huge. Vikings in Dublin is going to be... Man, if I was retired, that'd be a trip I'd like to make. But I'm saving my loot for the Berlin trip and trying to find a way to get there directly.
The fellas from Pittsburgh can throw down some beers. I'm sure they'll try a couple.
I tell you
Irish.
What, the Irish. It was so cool, by the way. I mentioned this at Day-Day. Being in Dublin last year, it was kind of like a mini NFL game. Even though it was a college game, everyone was wearing their NFL gear. So you had Germans. We met Dutch people in the bar. Everybody from Europe was there just to get a piece of football, albeit Florida State and Tech. And the great line I had from this bartender at St. John O'Gogarty's in Temple Bar, he goes, the way I see it, it's like the cool kids got beat by the nerds. I go, truer words have never been spoken. Hey, man, congratulations to Brent Key. They just kicked Florida State's butt. We'll come back. We'll get into this conspiracy theory. Abe's got some thoughts on this. A lot of NBA fans do. It's just too easy to connect the dots, man. And it doesn't make you a weirdo to buy into this conspiracy theory. It really isn't. We'll talk about it next. This hour of the show brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Empty Doors. It is Aben for Carl and Dukes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man. It is Dukes and Bell. We're picking 13th and 22 in the 2025 NBA draft are the Atlanta Hawks. And a lot of folks going, ah, man, Wemby. And then Cooper Flagg, and we got like, it's not like Reese Hoshea's the booby prize. It's just like, it is what it is. It's way too early to know what he's going to be. I think he showed some great signs at times this last season. Went for 30. I think Sarr was a slow burn. Then Sarr kind of got cooking. So, as again, you know, you watch ESPN, winner, loser. Everything's a zero-sum argument. But I think both Sarr is effective, and I certainly think that Reese Hoshea, we're happy with him. But Sarr was a big. And that was the concept. If you want to go get that big rim protector, would that have helped us at times? Like, once you lose Jalen Johnson and you decide to move on from DeAndre, you know, it is what it is. Who are you interested in? Derek Queen from Maryland? Or would you like to have Kamen Malawach from Duke?
I get to choose between those two. I'll take Malawach.
But yeah, it's Malawach, by the way. Kamen Malawach. What, yeah.
Neither of them. I don't think either of them are there at 13.
Well, that's why we have to take our 13 and 22 and move up to 10 or 11.
If, oh, God, that's all you can get is to 10?
That's all we're going to, I mean, I don't know.
By the way, Malawach, I think, is out by 8.
Right. I got to look at my units, hey now, because NFL, there's X amount that gets you, like, for instance, how we got back into the first round. Some say we overvalued, we spent too many units.
That point scale thing?
Yes, to get there. There's a point scale. There is one for the NBA as well. But, yeah, there's a couple of big men if you feel that's what we need. See, I would rather go, you know, get somebody out of the barrel, an established player in free agency.
Right.
And we've already talked about some of those names, but those are just two. If you're looking for specific centers, you know, that's a couple of guys. Malawach and then Derek Queen, but Malawach is probably the more preferable.
Let's just say even you can trade to 8 or 10 and take one of the, like, I don't know. I feel like the NBA is such a wild guess on, I mean, even at the top, but certainly once you get past 3 or 4, it's such a wild guess.
Right.
I mean, there were people who thought Rob Dillingham was going to be Rookie of the Year. Like, he was in the G League, like, 15 games into the season. Now, I know that was about playing time and whatever, but, like, I don't know, like Joker was drafted, what, 41st?
Right.
I'll take my chances with multiple picks as opposed to putting it all in one barrel, well, I mean, which would go with what you said.
Yeah, second rounders are obviously, you know, for every Draymond Green, there's 50 guys that are complete zeros, like LeBron's son. But yeah, it's not a lot of juice consistently in the second. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago, again, I haven't worked with Abe in a while, but Naz Reid from Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, I believe he's good. Does he opt out or is he just unrestricted? I'd have to go check on that. But that's one of the guys, and then Miles Turner, he's a free agent. Miles Turner, I think, can opt out.
Okay,
from the
but like, let's work our way through this here, Mike. I mean, the Timberwolves are going to beat the Warriors. They're going to go to the conference finals, and who knows what happens when they
close game at halftime. I fell asleep. Yeah. I was, you know, after that Knicks game was so exciting, I really couldn't compare.
But I think they're going to be at least in the conference finals, potentially in the finals. The Pacers, they're not moving on from Miles Turner. They're going to be probably in the conference finals as well, potentially. Like, these two teams are not rebuilding and breaking it down. Like, Miles Turner, and I've seen the Miles Turner thing. I'm like, all right, I don't think the Pacers are moving on from him. They're a step away from the finals.
Right. And Josh Randle's also a free agent, but again, you know, he's a guy that wants the ball. And, you know, I don't know how that, you know, look, we got Jalen Johnson, got to stay healthy. First things first, we got to get things going here. First things first, who's our freaking general manager?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, we have a general manager. He's in place because our old GM is gone. So what goes on now? I mean, who Mensah is he going to continue to be the guy because we're going to have a basketball president? What's the pecking order with this? How's this play?
The way it was explained to me is that Ansi Sal is the GM, but all the final decisions are still going to be approved by whatever role this executive is going to hold. But at the same time, like the NBA Combine's like next week.
No, look, I do understand. You want to get somebody from one of the teams who's still playing, who has been able. Now, again, if you want somebody from, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, you may have to wait a while, you know, and the same thing goes for the T-Wolves because they're going to keep on playing. But you want somebody who's been able to draft well, turn it around quickly. See, this is the great debate. And I mean, and we can open it up and you guys can jump on the phones if you like at 404-726-0929. Is Wrestler prepared to move on from Trae Young? Is Trae Young prepared to move on from the Hawks? Spoke with Trey's dad a few weeks ago when we were talking about this, about how, again, he can opt out after this next year, and then the contract's going to be monstrous. And then, you know, do you feel, look, you've run your course. The argument you get from fans here in Atlanta, Abe, is he's never, ever had the Scottie Pippen, never even close. You know, you've had John Collins who was miscast. Jalen Johnson can't stay on the floor. You've just never, ever had the consistent star piece you've got to have to compete.
What was the stat? He's never had another all-star?
Correct.
Right, and I know there's been guys who've been all-stars elsewhere. That was the DeJounte. But no one with the Hawks at the same time as Trey has made an all-star team. That's a problem for like anyone who's trying to do it alone. Right. It just doesn't happen.
Now, did Tony Wrestler basically cut off his son Nick at the knees, and he's no longer a part of this thing? We don't know. Big article, guys, if you remember in The Athletic, almost 2 years ago now, longer than that, that said that there was Travis Schlenk was like butting heads philosophically with this cabal that was run by Wrestler's son. That was The Athletic article. And that Schlenk was never going to sign off on the DeJounte trade because it was stupid, and it was. And, you know, the good news is we do get Dyson Daniels out of it. But, you know, moving forward, how do you get this team out of this godforsaken play-in game rut? How do we maximize Trey's talent? Or does a new GM come in? And this is where it gets interesting. Does a new GM come in here and tell you, guys, you've run its course with Trey. You can't win with Trey. We have to reset. We have to go backwards to go forward. And is Russell prepared to take his medicine on that front?
Yeah, well, the other thing to me is I think there needs to be an understanding from Hawks fans here, Mike. If you're moving on from Trey, there is no continuing to compete. There's only one step back. I don't think there's a step forward. You're not trading Trey for another superstar and continuing to build. There's draft picks or whatever it is, and you kind of, all right, you want to build around Reza Shea, build around Jalen Johnson, that's okay. There is no other superstar coming in here for Trey in a trade in which you're like, we're still contenders. It's a step back and a rebuild.
Right. Now, the big story last night with the NBA draft lottery, we joked around about it earlier for years, is like the rogues gallery of bad teams. And, you know, remember the Sixers and the process, which they still haven't come out the other end of. Generally, if you're stuck in that rut, if you don't get it right, the Oklahoma City Thunder show you how quickly you can get back. We've seen the Rockets get back. Now, they need another star. They need a star. Rockets are going to have to go. I don't know if it's Durant is that guy. They got to go get a star. That's the missing component, a go-to guy. But there's some general managers and people that work for those general managers. I think the Hawks should be speaking with. Maybe they are. But one thing for certain, the NBA has a bit of a PR hit because it's not just, you know, you and me on the radio in Atlanta. It's like guys that do television for a living. Friends of ours like Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network going, that's pretty weird, man. How all of a sudden you give away a guy like Luka Doncic for next to, you know, for in a very, very strange trade without shopping him in the open market, and then 3 months later you get Larry Bird potentially and Cooper Flagger, a guy who's going to be the face of the league in the fourth largest market with a 1.8 chance of landing the first pick. Needless to say, and Day-Day and I were texting last night, conspiracy theorists just took it and ran with it because the NBA makes it easy. When you see something like that, it just doesn't, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And you know me, I don't know where you fall on this, Abe. I don't believe in all of the crazy stuff. I think the Warren Commission got the sequence of shots wrong. I do believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I know that's a minority opinion. But I will say this. It's hard to convince some people that the fix wasn't in when you look at the team and the size of the market and everything that happened that preceded it.
I do love conspiracies. I don't say I would like just believe all of the conspiracies. But the problem here, Mike, this isn't just some standalone 1.8% coincidence. Like we've seen other instances where weird stuff happens in the NBA and a team gets rewarded for it, right? And we can go back most recently. Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers. The Pelicans end up with Zion. And we talk about LeBron leaving Cleveland and going to Miami. Cleveland gets the number one pick. Even the year that Cleveland got the number one pick, a kid from Ohio, like what a shock. And then you obviously go back to the Patrick Ewing draft. It's just weird. It may have been just a coincidence, and that's certainly possible. And I know they televise and then show after the fact the actual lottery, not the show that they announced, but the actual lottery that's held. And they try and be like, see, we're all on the up and up. But I mean, come on. But did we make a big deal? And I know we're not the biggest hockey fans. Mm-hmm. Like, the Islanders got the number one pick with like a 3.5% chance. And no one was yelling conspiracy for them.
I mean, the thing about the NBA with the draft lottery, the idea is to avoid tanking. But Mark Cuban a few years ago steps out of the playoffs and gets what he wants and gets a good player. They get a piece which helps him get right back into the NBA Finals. So it is funny how, you know, and I saw Mike Greenberg. I mean, consider the stories. The NBA is in bed with ESPN. Greenberg wants to get on his high horse this morning on Get Up and talk about, oh, it's great, the NFL needs one. No, the NFL does not need one. Works out pretty good the way the NFL's got it set up.
Also, the NBA lottery, the fact that the number one, the teams that have the worst records haven't got the number one overall pick, it hasn't stopped tanking. Like, teams are still tanking.
But I'm saying, I mean, if you want to see a team continue to suck, let them have this mathematical anomaly happen, keep occurring. I could debate Greenberg all day on this. I disagree. And I think in the NFL, crazy things tend to happen. Number one, you got to nail the draft. You've got to get it right. You can still blow it in the NBA for that matter. But in the NFL, how many times have we seen a team win a game, a meaningless game on purpose later in the season? Jets, you know? I mean, you could argue the Hawks, if we lose one more game, we have a shot to be in the top five. Right? Was it four was the mathematical formula for us?
If you don't want to go here, that's fine. I'll happily make my statement. Ultimately, do you think this was, I mean, like, legitimately think there was something going on? Or was it just a coincidence?
I just think you. I can't trust the NBA. I don't trust. See, this is the thing. When a sport becomes, that's why the NFL has such a stringent policy against gambling. And so many of the audience out there and so many fans, hell, so many players don't understand why you've got to be above board with gambling. Because if it becomes pro wrestling, and that's where the NBA is always so perilously close.
Yeah.
Like last night, a couple of crappy foul calls. All of a sudden, now Cat's in trouble.
Yeah.
You just never trust the officials, going all the way back to Tim Donahue. The NBA, it just seems very easy for them to manipulate things that maybe you can't in other sports.
I'll say it. As much enjoyment as I'm getting from following the discussion, I think it was just a coincidence. Yeah. I really do.
But again, it's one where you look at the league and say,
yeah,
Celtics didn't get any luck. But then, of course, the Knicks, some people go back to that 85 fiasco, which some people still swear. And my dad used to break Dave DeBusch's chops on this about the frozen envelope in David Stern. Hey, we'll come back. Day-Day is ready to go. He does not believe in – do you believe in conspiracy theories?
It depends, man. Like the Kennedy stuff, I'm very interested in.
You know what I mean?
But then when it comes down to the draft, I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Day-Day does not believe in conspiracy theories. We'll come back. He does have Yeah Man, No Man next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man, still waiting the word on Jason Tatum. Everyone feels it's going to be an Achilles. And so, right, Daddy? Nothing's cleared. I hadn't seen anything yet. The MRI was going to happen in Boston.
Literally just searching. But yeah, MRI will be today. And just unfortunate situation, especially if you saw it. You just knew immediately things weren't right.
Durant was, I think, 29 or 30 when he blows out his Achilles in the NBA Finals in 19. Kobe Bryant, we looked it up, was 33. He turned 34 that summer that Kobe blew out his Achilles in the spring that season. But remember, Kobe only played 3 more years after that, you know, and did have some games that he missed afterwards. You know, the Mamba was always a stud and played with pain. We know that. But Tatum is 27. So we'll wait and see. And just, you know, I think a lot of folks feel it's going to be the Knicks and the Pacers, a little rematch of the Knicks and the Hicks from back in the day with Reggie Miller in front of Spike and all that, which will get people fired up. Don't know if that translates TV ratings wise, but we'll see.
Yeah, you mentioned the possibility of that and thinking back to some of those series in the 90s. And I started to come around, like watching the Knicks last night. I was like, you know what? I could buy into Knicks-Pacers. Like, I really like what the Pacers are done to the Cavs. I love what the Knicks are doing to the Celtics, separate of the injury. I'm in. Like, I think that's good. That has potential to be a super fun series.
And Day-Day, purely selfish reasons, I'll be up in Indy for the 500 next weekend. Going to fly up Friday. I mean, if it's the Knicks, if I may have to go buy some tickets.
Not bad.
But the thing is, I don't want to get lumped in with those Knicks fans. You know what I mean? I'm a Hawks fan. Forget it. Forget I said it. Forget I even said it. But hey, man, yeah, it's going to be Indy 500. And last year I was up there, the Hawks, I was saying the Pacers were in the playoffs. And you want to talk about a town, I need to say, they're basketball crazy in Indiana. One last nugget on the Celtics. A friend of mine who works on Wall Street says Bill Chisholm, who's negotiating to buy the Celtics, may maybe have some wiggle room to get a little bit of a drop on the price with the Tatum thing. He's done it in previous deals.
I mean, listen, you know for a fact that if this is an Achilles injury, he's not going to be there next year. That's a whole year you got to go without him.
And that is marketability. So some folks felt that the bid was $700 million higher than maybe it should have been.
I'd
for
hold
the Celtics.
His feet to the fire.
I know, but it's interesting, though. Just,
I said, you want to back out? We'll find someone else who'll give the same.
Star player's a star player. On that note, speaking of star players, let's go to Day-Day.
All right, guys, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll have a little bit of fun. Real quick, I do want to give a shout out and say good luck to all the GHSA teams, spring sports teams competing in semifinals for tennis later this week, lacrosse and soccer competing in the state championship. So good luck to everyone this week on that. All right. So the Braves announced earlier today that June 18th will be Usher. Bobblehead night. So nice. It's actually a pretty cool looking bobblehead. Now, I don't know where
you
got...
little six-pack abs the ladies can pull up
shirt. No, no, no. Or holding the cherry so the girls can... Yeah. No, no, but it's pretty cool looking. He's got on skates because, you know, it's kind of... It looks like it's... formed after how he performed one of his outfits during the Super Bowl. So, but anyway, I wanted to ask you guys where you were on bobbleheads, because obviously the sports bobbleheads, you know, I'm a fan of. I can't necessarily say outside of the Outkast bobblehead that any other like non-sports celebrity bobblehead I wanted. Yeah, man, no, man. Celebrity bobbleheads outside of sports figures are a thing.
This is a tough one because I am the proud owner of an Abe Lincoln bobblehead. But I'm no
you
on
have
this.
Abe Lincoln
yeah,
bobblehead.
I have an Abe Lincoln bobble.
I've got a Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead. That's funny.
Yeah, the presidential library. Well, I would not pick one up.
Right.
They become clutter. Like, they just take up space. Like, I'm not proudly displaying them. It just feels like a space taker upper. They're not that valuable. I know you can kind of sell them, but like a couple years later or whatever. I don't need clutter, man.
All right.
This is me.
I'm trying to think what I got at the house. I got those Funkos. You know those Funkos, those little figurines? Mm-hmm. I'd never seen those. My wife and I were in Europe, and I was like, that's pretty neat. So I got a bunch of those for Formula. I got a Trey Funko. I got a Freddie Funko, which is pretty neat. I got all the Guns N' Roses, and I got a bunch of rock. I got an Ozzy and all that stuff. But, yeah, bobbleheads. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't mind. The problem is, you know, you got to get there so early to be at Truist Park. Our buddy Big Ray lives right there on the main drag. And, you know, you'll see 10,000 people lined up. So, I mean, I do have the Outkast one. I mean, that's one I had to have. And that's thanks to Big Ray getting in line in the hot sun and getting it for me. I'd love to have more, but as I said, to Abe's point, you do got to find somewhere to put it.
Yeah. You've seen the people who go in, get the bobble, and leave.
And leave.
They don't stay for the game. That infuriates
I know.
Me so much.
I'm with
but
you.
If they buy the ticket, technically, they're not wrong.
No, it's their money.
But I will say, and it's funny because I've had this conversation with Carl. When I was a kid, I think this translates to folks who went to Fulton County Stadium, because I grew up where I grew up, you grew up where you grew up. But I mean, it's just the promotions were so meh back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, other than Bat Night or maybe a helmet night, a plastic helmet, that's about as good as it got. There's some great stuff. Remember the ring? You got the ring after they won the World Series. You got bling. You got all sorts of cool stuff the Braves give away.
Yeah, there it is. So I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on the little Usher bobblehead there. All right, moving on. You guys probably heard. I know Abe definitely heard about this one. Taco Mac shutting down its original location over there in the Virginia Highlands area. Listen, I've frequented Taco Mac, several of their locations, and I always have a good time. I enjoy the food and drink. So for you guys, Taco Mac, a top 3 location for you as far as good vibes, good food.
Yeah,
all that
man,
stuff.
We used to do the perfect pint at the Lindbergh location for Taco Mac all those years with Guinness. I used to host that. But the one you're talking about in the Highlands, man, that was our spot.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to do the pub crawl. We go to Neighbors and Hand in Hand, Atkins Park. You know, I mean, Dark Horse, and then we'd stumble into Taco Mac. Let's get some wings. It was like our go-to, man, back in the day. Man, that hurts my heart. The one that really killed me was when the $3 cafe shut down in Buckhead.
Yeah.
That had the indoor Ferris wheel when it was something else before I got here in the late 90s. But, Abe, the live music on the deck with Justin's band, and, I mean, we would talk about day drinking shenanigans when Buckhead was Buckhead. That's the one that really hurt my heart, when $3 Cafe on the corner of Peachtree and Farm Road
right
shut
there.
Down.
Building is still there, if I'm not mistaken. When I was at 96 Rock, we actually used to, for the St. Paddy's Day Parade, we actually used to broadcast from that patio to your
man,
brain.
That was my spot. But that Taco Mac breaks my heart, man, in the Highlands.
Yeah, Taco Mac always befuddled me, because I just... maybe I'm just a moron. I never understood the name.
Well, they serve tacos too, Jude.
I guess, but no one goes there. You go there for wings. Well, like you already mentioned, you went there, you had wings and beer.
Yeah, I get quesadillas. I mean, you know, I got a little bit of everything. I mean, but
I don't know. I always viewed it as a wing spot.
But it is unique. You know, there's certain places like in Pennsylvania, Quaker State and Lube. Right, Quaker Steak and Lube, you know, that's a wing place.
That was where I
Quaker
used to
Steak.
Watch football on Sundays in Cleveland.
Right.
I went to a Quaker Steak and Lube.
So sometimes the nomenclature is confusing, but it's such a heritage spot for your home, your home bar scene. Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to your point, I remember my first time being invited there. I was like, well, why is everybody eating wings, but it's called Taco Mac?
That's what I'm saying. Don't say it.
By the way, off the top of your head, best wings in town.
I mean, I go to the spot in Dunwoody near me, the Bird.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I go.
I've heard good things about the Bird, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you got one off the
Yeah, I mean, so the place for me actually closed last year, but it was LT Wings over in Southwest Atlanta off of Cascade.
Right.
But they closed last year.
For me, it's still JR Crickets, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still
yeah.
like great. Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you know, you're going to get them crunchy. They're going to be crunchy. Sometimes there's not much meat on that bone. It'll crispy, but I still love JR Crickets.
A lot of people love Clay's Sports Tavern as well. That right. I've been to the one on Roswell
I've heard
Road.
Big,
yeah.
I've heard good things about Clay's.
Right on, man. So there's no wrong answer. You love what you love.
Yeah.
But lately, when we're living in the burbs, sometimes I'm late. There's a, we got a taco back in Peachtree City, which is the bomb. Let the dog sit outside on the patio. It's great.
Ike
eats like a charm, man. Anyway, day continues.
All right, here we go. Next one up. So remember Brian or Detective Brian Gillis? You guys remember who that is?
Brian Gillis.
Sure don't.
All right, that is the detective who arrested one said PGA golfer last year.
That was guy in Louisville. They got after Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, got after Scotty
Scheffler.
You will
respect
exactly.
my authority.
So apparently he jacked up his pants, and so the Athletic did an article about those pants.
Yeah, he wanted like $100 in restitution for his double knits.
Yeah, well, apparently everybody wanted to know where the pants are, and the pants are. He has them. They're locked up in a box, or not locked
right.
up, but he's got them in a box along with some other items from that day. And according to Golden Age Auctions founder Ryan Carey, those pants right now could go for $20,000 on the auction block. Yeah, man, no, man. You'd drop a dime or two for those pants.
No, I would never drop a dime for that, but I mean, somebody would. And I mean, it would be kind of funny if you had like a cool sports bar and you had that kind of wacky memorabilia to put it in a case. And like, that's the knucklehead overreactive cop that went nuts on Scotty Scheffler.
The only person who would buy this for $20,000 is Scheffler himself.
And Scotty wants nothing but this in the rear view, period.
Yeah, no.
So,
I think this Golden Age auction guy is completely off his rocker.
Mm.
No one's buying torn pants for $20,000.
Right. You will respect my authority. Remember, it's funny at the time. It was so damn crazy. Because
yeah.
it was like he had not worked the event, and there had been, unfortunately, someone gotten killed walking on the side of the road. So tensions were high. But still, when a guy comes in with a giant car marked courtesy vehicle,
yeah.
well, instead of, I mean, it's kind of what it is.
Failure to communicate.
But the way he made it sound like all of a sudden he's Clint Eastwood and Magnum Force right. on the hood of the freaking car. Like, no, that didn't happen either, son.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say no one would never do it because our good buddy Chuckery used to be here. We used to always talk about things that people
right.
ended up spending money on, and you'd be surprised at some of the things.
Because we're getting to know Day Day now. Is this week three or week four now?
Week
for you?
Three.
Yeah, man. Dude, what is your prize piece of memorabilia?
Ooh. I would, believe it or not, it's a cast. I broke my foot when I was in a car accident.
Okay.
And formerly known as Bruce Jenner signed my cast because
no
he was on my flight.
Freaking way.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes.
Sounds like Michael buy it for $20,000.
Wow.
Hold on now.
I just that meme where you got Howard Cosell with Bruce Jenner and OJ.
Yeah, he was
that makes me laugh. You're not gonna believe what happens in 30 years. But anyway,
he signed it. I was on my way back to California for some rehab, and
right.
he was on my flight, and he signed
wow.
it right there.
That
on the
is
spot.
Wild. How about you, Abe? What you got?
Yeah, I don't really spend a ton of money on like memorabilia. I did win years ago an autographed Al Horford jersey from a trivia contest on Twitter.
Well, you kind of set the bar low in this conversation.
Yeah,
if I'm honest.
So. I don't know what to tell you, man.
All right.
All
no,
right,
I mean,
God.
I got Carl and I've talked about it. I've got game six tickets. It's because it's the
Ooh.
Father and son connection. The
yeah.
ball goes through Buckner's legs. My
oh,
dad and
have?
I. My dad
oh,
and I were
wow.
there. Box seats. Yeah. So
nice.
I've put photos of them up on Facebook. I've got on Twitter. I've got ticket stubs from the game seven of the Rangers over the Canucks when the Rangers won their first championship in 50 some odd years.
Wow.
But the number one, though, for me, I got an autographed Florida State helmet, Burt Reynolds.
Nice.
Buddy Reynolds, 22.
Nice.
Lee Corso's roommate.
Wow. Well, real quick, I want to shout my dad out. He actually still has nothing's in it. The soda's all evaporated. He's got one of the original six-pack of Pepsi cans with the space shuttles on him.
No way.
Yes.
Man, Carl's got a lot of stuff, too, man. He's got a man cave that's full of some really amazing stuff from his time in MLB.
All right, that's all I got, guys.
Hey, man, that's our good man, Day Day, with his guy talk. Dom is pressing the buttons today. We got plenty more to dive into. We got a dog report. Waiting to hear the word on Jackson Cantwell. What's the word, Thunderbird? We know?
It's literally any second. I got it streaming right here.
Biggest lineman that Georgia's been looking to recruit in a while. And based on last year's line play, they could use this cat. We'll give you this lowdown on that. Plenty more guys on last night with the Bravos as well. And some guy talk in a meaty 4 o'clock hour next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.